Begin the current daf, Masech to Siyum, Daf Beis, begin the Amud Beis. Begin the Tez Namaste, begin the Wizards of the Gemara. Ve'ema, Tziva, the Yom Kippur. How do you know that Tziva refers to that of the Gezer Shava Tepara, Tepara Duma? Maybe the Gezer Shava says the same word Tziva, but Yom Kippur. So Tez is, what bothers Tez, when Tez says, if you're going to say, well, Lashani, why couldn't the Gemara answer that it's not possible that Tziva is referring to Yom Kippurim? Because if that's the case, I'll call on the Kura Lamali. Then why did he need all these verses meaning Tziva, Lasais, Lechaper? You tell me, Bechlaud lo kuli kro is Lechaparo, which is Lasais and Lechaper. And, oh, then you say, no, you know apart from Tziva, you want to say, no, you want to monopolize and say Tziva is also referring to Yom Kippurim. How could that be? Why would you require three different verses to tell you that Yom Kippurim has the halacha of Prisha, Shabbos Yamin? And says to you, but ain't near the Tarts. And Tosfos says it doesn't seem to answer my question by saying, oh, because the hashda had to be midrash of the lasa is because at this point in the Gemara and the Gemara's question, the Gemara is actually assuming that, no, we're retracting. There is no such drasha of lasa's. Okay, so you're down one, and now you're left with two verses, that of Tziva and Lechaper, and that of Lohochi Tzricha Tavayu, and this is all what Tosfos is saying not to say. And therefore, that's why you need to have both Tzim and Lechaper, because even Lechaper, look what they had, we only had the verse of Lechaper. I mean, I would have thought to say, maybe Kapar or the Karbonis. Maybe it says Lechaper, it's referring to the atonement of any time you bring a carbon. And therefore, you needed to have the Tziva to tell you, no, it's specifically Yom Kippur. And the Yom Tziva, look, we only had the verse of Tziva, having in the Paranami. I would have thought to say, well, it also said Tziva by Para, and maybe I would have thought that Tziva also needs to have the Prisha 7 days beforehand. And that's why it says both Tziva and Lechaper to tell you. Only where it says both Tziva and Lechaper, that's when you do the Prisha, and that only says both those words by Yom Kippurim. And that's why the one who's asking the question is entertaining to say that Tziva is Yom Kippurim, and that says Tzivah, no. Because even so, Akati Tikshalach, you would still have a difficulty. Because then if that's the case, Lashani Hacha, then the Gemara should have answered, Deloy Hadavim Lasis. Now we didn't retract from the drasha of Lasis, and if that's the case, then you don't need Tziva and Lasis and Lechaper to tell you Yom Kippurim. So obviously Tziva is telling you Para, and Lasis Lechaper is telling you Yom Kippurim. Vay Morava says Taisis, E Hadavim, if the truth would be that no, like we're saying that maybe they did retract from Lasis and there's only two Pesukim, not three, Havala Lemeima Ela, then they should have said Ela, which is showing that we're retracting. And the fact that it doesn't say Ela is obviously that it wasn't a retraction. And so to the Kamana Mukh, the Gemara later on of Gimel Beis is obvious, the Loihod Debe Melasis, that no, we never retracted from the Drash of Lasis, because the Chikam Reb Shumalei, when Reb Shumalei says Masni entire to come, and the Bryce is telling you two halachas, Lasis and Maisa Para, A, when it says from Lasis, is telling you that for the Para Tumi, you have to separate 7 days before. Obviously, we never at any point retracted the interpretation of Lasis that we see we make a drush out of Lasis. So we're back to the question. What was the Havamin that say that Tziva is Yom Kippurim? Why would you need Tziva and Lasis and Lechaper to tell you Yom Kippurim? I understand two maybe, but why we need three? So the Yeshlem says what you can say is like this. The Achim Perusha, actually, this is the explanation of the Gemara's question. My time only Navkulam Mikro Elo Parv Yom Kippurim, not the way we explain it up until now. Why are you saying that we only learned out? Because you're right, we never retracted from Lasis. But the way you were quoting it, until now, you're saying that you only learned out Para from Lasis and Lechaper and Yom Kippurim from Lechaper. Ema maybe say Tziva Yom Kippurim. Maybe Tziva is actually referring to Yom Kippurim. Vayatalon Lasis Lechaper. And if that's the case, you already know Yom Kippurim. Like, here's the question. Yeah, actually feeds into the explanation. You already know Yom Kippurim from Tziva. It's not Lasis and Lechaper are extra. And therefore, the most question of Vindijisha, we should expound Lasis and Maisa Para. Lasis is referring to the activities of the Paraduma. And Lechaper in the Karbanas, that's the Gemara's question. Lechaper should be telling you the Karbanas. The Chsim Bukama Zimna, Lechaper, Gebechatos, Vashama says many times atonement by the sin offerings and the guilt offerings. And that's the Gemara's question, that is what we should be learning out from the Lechaper. Not Yom Kippurim. It actually should be telling us also Karbanas. Now, the like you can't say if that's the case, lishtik mitziva, then wait a second, how could this be the Gemara's question? Then why would you even say the word tziva? Benidjish par melasis, you should know par duma from lasis. V'yom kippurim kabbanis melechaper. Just like you know kabbanis from lechaper, Yom Kippurim is most definitely included in that too. The hachi have as far as a makshim asamach. That's actually what the Gemara entertains, as Tais actually explains this later on, from including kabbanis, that also includes Yom Kippurim. So then how could you say this Gemara's question that you'll know Tziva Yom Kippurim, Last is para and lechaper karbonis, but why would you need tiva for? Answer is that Tosis, no, the whole lesson. That's not a difficulty. The ila cost of tiva, because if it wouldn't say tiva, haver dishin, then I would have expounded lechaper lasis tarvayu, that when it says both lechaper and lasis, actually says yemek yipurim. But that only refers to yemek yipurim, the parak leil. Like we had mentioned this question earlier, that imakra kuli kroli yemek yipurim. We'd explain that. What does it mean to say the whole pasuk yemek yipurim? Because that this is the one place where it says both these words. Ah, it's only when you're darshan for tzivra to Yom Kippurim, then you have extra las and lechaper, then you can expand lechaper is for the other karbanas. It says, Vashta Park Shaper. Now the Gemara is asking a very good question. Ema say tzivra is Yom Kippurim, when it's saying maybe tzivra is Yom Kippurim, meaning that only do you learn that Yom Kippurim from tzivra, and then las is a para, and lechaper is a karbanas. That's how Tosis explains the Gemara's question. But then, since we're going to say, Tosis borrowed by the following question. Im Kane, if that's the case, that even in the Havamina, the Gemara really was asking here, like the Gemara only in the explicit Gemara asked later on, that from Lechaper itself, we want to include Karbanis, which essentially really includes Yom Kippurim, which both of them are obligated in the Prisham. So then, Leilichtav Elet Tziva Lechaper. So then, Tosis bothered by a question. Then the truth is, it should only say Tziva and Lechaper. But Kochan Nisha, we expound like this. Tziva zepara. Tziva is going to refer to the paraduma, which we know has such a gzeir shava. And lechaper is yemek yipurim karbanas. And lechaper is referring to yemek yipurim karbanas. Because for us, I'm actually similar, like, which this is the logic of the Gemara's question later on. The part that asks, ve'em lechaper karbanas, say lechaper refers to the karbanas, which the intention there, as Tais explains later on, is for yemek yipurim and all the other karbanas. So I'm going to see, we see that obviously from Lechaper we expound the Yom Kippur and Karbanis. So what do you need Tziva for? So obviously Tziva is telling you Paraduma. Because the Iderash to Tziva is Yom Kippurim, because if you're going to expound from Tziva to Yom Kippurim, and Lechaper Elu Karbanis, and Lechaper telling you Karbanis, Ala Para Loi, but not Para, Imkin, if that's the case, then Tziva Lamali. Then what do I need Tziva then? From Lechaper you already would know Yom Kippurim and Karbanis. So obviously Tziva is Paro, and Lechaper is Yom Kippurim Karbanis. So then, what do you need Lasses for? To the contrary, we should say that's coming to exclude Karbanis. So what's the Gemara's question? That according to Tais, it's coming to include Karbanis. Now that's the Tzidishon, what you could say is that the Gemara's question is, that after we learn out that Tziva is Yom Kippurim, still you would have to say Lasses to teach you regarding the Paraduma. Because Ila, because of Ila Tziva Lechaper, had I only said Tziva Lechaper without Lasses, I mean, I would have thought to say, Yom Kippurim Luchudei, I would only know Yom Kippurim. Because the Chsib Beit Tziva Lechaper, where you say those two words by Yom Kippurim, Tziva and Lechaper. And the Dabalai, it's more comparable to the Melum Tveim Kabonis, more than that about the Kabonis. Al Hash, the Chas of Lasses, but now it says Lasses, Vitzichon on the Lurbuya Parma Lasses, you have to include the Paradumma from Lasses, Avagav Dali Damikulai Melum, although the Paradumma is not really so similar to that of the Melum. The par was not sacrificed in Beis Hamikdash like Miluim, it's only burned on the outside, and still including the halacha paraduma for Prisha from Miluim. Ah, that's the Gemara's question. MK, name and now. So then, if that's the case, then we should also say the Nibi Melachaper Karbanas, that we should include from the Melachaper also Karbanas, to love the Muti Karbanas. That's not coming to exclude Karbanas. El Rebuy, that's coming to include, meaning, Deloy Tema, don't say Las Lachaber Zemek Burm from the two words Las Lachaber, it refers to Yemek Burm, Besulay, and nothing else could make a car like the Gemara originally had asked. Ulahachi, because of Tziva, and that's why it says Tziva, Larabas Yemek Burm to include Yemek Burm. Vayatru Las is Lachaper, and this is the Gemara's question, and we have extra the words Las is Lachaper, which is Lapara the Karbanas, which from Las is you have the Para, and for Lachaper you have the other Karbanas. That's the Gemara's question. Of what, when we say ve'im tziva tziva yom kippurim, is to tell you yom kippurim tziva, last is para, and lechaper is telling you karbanas. That's one approach. In aminil lefarsh, this is another approach for the Gemara's question, when it's saying on a divrei maskil tesis tziva tziva should be yom kippurim, so then we had originally asked, if you have tziva, what do you need, last is lechaper, all to tell you yom kippurim, where the first approach was telling you, you're right, it's not just that, you're right, tziva would tell you only yom kippurim, and actually we want to know lechaper, teach other karbanas. Here Tosis has another approach. He says, Ema, say that Tziva Lasleis, Zeh Yom Kippurim. What the Gemara is asking is, we should be learning from Tziva and Lasleis referring to Yom Kippurim, because the Chzibbe, the Yasvik, Chzibbe, Tziva, both those words are said by Yom Kippurim. Al Paralai, yeah, but not the Paraduma. Because the like Chzibbe, Lashon Asi, it doesn't say the terminology of doing by the Paraduma. And I would tell you, lechab is a kabbanis. And the itzuch lasis, and what do you need lasis for? Kedei lamayit para, to exclude the other paraduma. And because the ilah kasav ilah tziva lechaper had only said tziva lechaper, which tziva is including Yom Kippur, lechaper is including Karbanos, Havmin, I would have said no. Tziva is a part of Yom Kippur. I would have said tziva teaches you both part of and Yom Kippur. Because the Haimin HaMafkis, which one are you going to exclude? They both have the word tziva and they both should be learned from the Deir Shava. Oh, lechaper kasav lasis. That's the Gemara's question, saying that's what it says lasis. Lashmina to tell us that davka tziva shekasav etzle asiyah. Specifically, a tziva that also says the word asiyah nirat kama Yom Kippurim, which is lafuki apart, excluding the part of dumah dolei kasav asiyah, that doesn't say asiyah nirat. That amashani, that's what the Gemara answers, done in tzava, shalafnei asiyah b'chulu, that we learn that a tzava that says before the asiyah, from that which says also before the asiyah, kolema. Avagav dolei kasav apart, lashma asiyah, you're right. Although, as we explained the Gemara's question, it doesn't say by the part of dumah, terminology of doing. But still, tfea diva lamelav, it's still better to learn out the Gzeresh of a Tziva Mahasan from over there of a Paraduma, because the Tziva Shalah Kasa Mekme Asiya Didah, though it doesn't say the word, but its word Tziva is written before its activities. The Basa Tziva Kasa, which is written after the word Tziva. But Yikhoi Lecha, Parabu, Chodin Asiya, it says to take the part in all the halachas of the doing. Lafuka Yom Kippurim, excluding Yom Kippurim, Didine Asiya, Sixth, which the laws of its doing was written before, and the Mahadu Kasa Tziva, only then does it say Tziva. And as it says in the Tirat Zeh, this answer, which explains the Gemara's question, that we're trying to explain the Pasuk of Yom Kippurim and to exclude from Lasis the Paraduma, nearly Yisim the Rishon seems more appropriate to me than the first interpretation, which was trying to explain the Gemara's question, that actually we're trying to include not just Yom Kippurim and Par, but other Karbanos. No, from the Gemara's question seems to be that we want to say that, no, we're going to only include Yom Kippurim and exclude Paraduma, that's which was the explanation of the second explanation of Tyson. That test contains the Mimtim, maybe going to say like this. According to the Gemara's answer, that the Gemara continues and says, oh, no, you're asking, what are you doing with the Gzeresh of Tziva? We can't learn out all these other things from it because it's only that which is very comparable. The word Tziva, Tziva has to be precise like that, but Paraduma, and not like those which are not so similar. The question is, according to that answer, Lamai Yitzchak Tziva Las Lachaper, then why do you need Tziva, Las, Lachaper? We could have only written two out of the three words, Tziva and Lechaper. But Nidrash, we would explain like this. Tziva zeh para, Lechaper zeh mekipurim. And the Iperch is, you're going to ask him, Tziva zeh kabanas, and you're going to ask, wait a second, maybe Tziva refers to kabanas. Lashani, you could have answered, done in Tziva mitziva, vein done in Tzavaisa mitziva, where it says by kabanas, Tzavaisai. So therefore, it's more appropriate to learn that from the Paraduma, which says Tziva, and not for other kabanas, which says Tzavaisai. So what do you need the word lasis for? Says Gemara Shlomo, what you could say is like this. If I only wrote Tziva Lechaper, I would have thought to say like this. I would say actually Tziva is Yom Kippur. The reason is, Kivan de Idi v'Idi Prish the Kedusha. Both of those contexts, that of the Miluim and of Yom Kippurim, their separation, their quarantining is for sanctity purposes. Well, I have a mean as a part. If I wouldn't have said it's included in the part of Duma, the Prishas Letahara, its quarantining is for purification purposes. Therefore, we cannot have answered like we answered, oh, that done in Tzavah de Lefnei Asiyah, we're going to learn that something where the commandment is before the doing. Mitzavah de Lefnei Asiyah, from the commandment is before the doing. Because the adrab to the contrary, Kivin de Meluim, lo have a cost of lasses. The truth is, by Meluim itself, it doesn't say lasses. But lo have a Tzavah de Lefnei Asiyah, by the Meluim, it doesn't have the commandment before the doing. Elach Asiyah, to the contrary, actually, it's after the doing. Because the Pasuk says, Kasher Asa Tzivah. Like he did, he commanded, Kamoid by Yom Kippurim, which is actually the same like by Yom Kippurim, where it says, Vayas Kasha Tziva, that he did like he was commanded. Oh, if that's the case, so without Lasses, we would have learned out to Yom Kippurim, which has a similar type of a quarantining, where both of them have their Tziva said after their Asiyah. Oh, Lohochi Itzvah Lasses. That's why we need the word Lasses, which now that gives context to the Pasuk, where it's not only Kasher Asa B'Yem Hazeh, it says Tziva Hashem La'asais, where now you have the Tziva before the doing. Oh, that's more comparable to the Paraduma than to Yom Kippur. Ah, therefore, that's explanation why it's not sufficient with Tziva La'asais, and to learn out Parim Yom Kippurim for Tziva Tapara and La'asai Yom Kippurim. The reason is because the Eloi Kasavila Tziva La'asais, now if you only had Tziva and La'asais, I would have thought to say, okay, Zeb Para, it's only referring to the Paraduma. Because the Gemara Tziva Lefnei Asiyah, Mitziva Lefnei Asiyah. What's Tziva Lasis? It's telling you it's Tziva before the Asiyah. which is both, which is what it has by the paraduma. Lafuki Mikipurim de lacharsiyah. That would exclude Yom Kippurim, which is after the asiyah. And ve'ila kastav el las lachaper. It's going through all the different computations. Why you need all three? And if it only said el las is in lachaper, and last would tell you the paraduma, lachaper would tell you Yom Kippurim, well, Havi Minah would have thought to say no. Lachaper is Yom Kippurim. And I would have said las is a karbonis. Why? Because the prishas likadusha. The quarantining for the karbonis is for sanctity purposes, which is doing with hektish of a paralah. But I would exclude the paraduma because the bain bapara, bain bakarbonis lakas of lasis, neither one of them really it says lasis. It'll mean tur dershinim lasis larabis. It's really from the extra word of las that we're really coming to include something. And therefore, betveha mastabal, the rabbi karbonis, more logical to include other karbonis because it's also for kadusha purposes in contrast to para. Therefore, you have to have the word tziva to tell you to the paraduma, and therefore, then you say tziva lasis, which means the para, which you have the tziva before the asiya. Or you know, I mean, another approach. I would have thought to say then lasis lachaper. If all I had was lasis lachaper, that kula krabi yom kippurim. That actually the whole pasuk talking about only yom kippurim, because the parcha gemar le'ah, like the gemara previously asked, where the Torah wants to tell you that only that which has the word asiya and kapara, then you do prisha, which is Yom Kippurim, which says both. And therefore you have to say, not just las l'chap, but also the word siva. But says Taisim Miu, yesin nearly lemon. But actually it seems to me to say, regarding the original question, that like we said, if tziva is coming to Yom Kippurim, so why didn't you have the word lasis l'chap? We already had two answers. Now Taisim actually says, the hodde be midrash at the lasis. The reason is because there's no three words. It's actually only two words. Because you're right, there is no word of lasis, meaning as a drasha. And b'lay drasha il tziva l'chap, only expounding from the word siva l'chap. And, oh, that we said, oh, that would make sense why if that's the case, why you would need them all to tell you for Yom Kippurim. That would answer all, many of the questions that we had written. Now, Mashik, she said, what I had originally asked on saying this interpretation, that I didn't like this, because we proved that no, at no point did the Gemara retract from the drush of Lassus. So the Gemara Kash, that's not difficult. It's not true, because most definitely they did retract from it. Because the molasses, hey, chamash, mazem, mazem, par. What do you see from anywhere from the word lasses? Anything about the activities of the paraduma. But all the cost of a paralasses doesn't say about the paraduma anything about the word lasses. This I had asked, but it doesn't say Ella as if like, oh, only as if there was a retraction from lasses. Because it's not a total retraction. Because Elohim Rebbechim is saying, Tziva lasses, when it's saying commanded to do, ledoris bepar for future generation paraduma, meaning, umalasses ledoris midi. You're right, you're not expounding anything from lasses, but el mishum diloy abukas of lasses el tziva. But had we not written the word lasses, and I only written the word tziva, loy have enough from the par, we would not have known the paraduma. Kamoi basa the chas of lasses, like after you do have the word lasses, where that's how the nafkam on par, that's how we know the paraduma, medichsav ba, because now it's written tzavol lefnei asiya kemiluim. Now it has the command before the doing, like by miluim, meaning the word lasses, you're right, we're not really making a drush out of it. It only says two times. But this I was saying we never retract from it because you always need it as a context to make it a tzivul of ne'asiyah. And therefore, we didn't say the word ela. And so through the Gemara later on of Gimel, when it's saying lasis is my sapara, the intention is not really the word lasis itself as a drasha, but like tzivul lasis is telling you about the my sapara, because lasis is giving context to show you that you can have the tzivul of ne, the lasis, and therefore the milum is comparable to that of the paraduma. The next test, the master begins with the Gemara. Hanamili, when do we say this? Heicha, and the Gemara says, the leker, the dumb, the wind. There's nothing more comparable. And there's something more comparable, then you don't compare, even if it's a slightly different word, like tzavoyse and tziva. Now, the test says, b'kama duchti mishane hachi. Many times, the Gemara gives this answer that, although we're right, we would give such a gezeirah shava, v'shava koin, v'va koin, but that's only if there's nothing more similar, something more similar, that discrepancy will disqualify. Now, the interesting is, b'perkama de menachas parch. In the first pack of menachas of Dalmanav, the Gemara asks, regarding this of the Michas Chetim, Michas Kenai, certain flower offerings, that if it was brought Shalel Lishma, the owner has not fulfilled his obligation. Because we learn that from the Pasuk Maskeres Oven, which it says the word oven by Chatas, and just say Chatas needs to be Lishma, so do these Menaches also have to be Lishma. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean, Nigma Avayne di Asham? We should learn out the word oven by an Asham, Mi Oven the Chatas, where it says also oven by Chatas. Lifso Shalel Lishma Bechul, to say that even by an Asham is also going to be possible Lishma like a Chatas, just what you're learning for these Menaches. Ah, and until the Gemara comes out and says, "V'ha Tani Bei Rishmal," what's the problem? That's slightly different. But we see even B'shava Koyin, B'ba Koyin, etc. And V'loim Mishani Ki Hachad. The Gemara does not give the answer like it gives over here that says, "Oh, because there's something a little bit more comparable and slightly different." Why doesn't the Gemara give that same answer as it says over here? The Masechet Sefer Shemot, you could say, is because the Shemach, it really relies on avoid on the next Gemara's question. The Gemara asks, and moreover, nigma avoyna avoyna me avoyna dish me as koil. Anyways, you should learn out this avoyna from where it says avoyna by the iser of the testimony of the eight. In other words, really, the Gemara is primarily relying on the second question. And this is just a prelude. So therefore, that's why the Gemara doesn't really ask, give this answer, because it really wasn't the primary question. But you're right, you could have given that answer, but that's why they don't answer by that. The Gemara needed a base of a base. Gabi Yitzira, the word Yitzira, regarding the birth of Thomas Leda, and the Lemishani Hachi, the Gemara doesn't give the answer that, oh, because it's a slightly different word, because the Sabbath is relying on Avva'oi, on the next question. Anyway, Nigma Bri, Mibri, Yushalan Bri, from Bria. But again, that's why we don't give the answer, because it's not going to be sufficient, because anyways, we have another question, which is really the primary question. The problem is, Vakasha is difficult, says Taisis, because to be Vamas Periketza, the Gemara Yvamas is Yitzayim the base. Kabadon and Achme Achim, when it says we should learn out brothers from brothers, which this is in the context of learning out what type of woman do we do Yibimah, what type of brother. So Meshani Keach, the Gemara gives an answer like over here, where when we say this, it's only if there's there's nothing else that's comparable. But if there's something more comparable, then we're not going to learn out from something that's slightly a variant. Now, Avagam, the Hadapar, although the Gemara right after that asked, wait a second, we should learn that the brotherhood from the brotherhood of Loit, which, even though he's a nephew, you see he's called a brother. And, we should learn that over there, that's what you could do even with a nephew's wife. Now, the problem is, we explain in such a situation where you're following up with another question, that even though you could answer the first question with this answer, we usually don't give this answer because it relies primarily on the second question. So why does it give that answer for that first question? And that's the thing, so much you could say is because the Hasam Leishaych LeMitzvah, that you cannot ask with the words V'oid, and moreover, Leilef Achva Malay, Shulam, brotherhood from Leit. That second question is not similar to the first question. Because the Mikar Park, the Gemara's first question over there was, V'leilef Ma'arayis. We should learn out from Arayis, meaning, V'nei, we should say that the laws of Yibam apply. Meaning, a brother for Erva is even his maternal brother's wife. The laws of Yibam were saying it's only for the paternal brother's wife. So they were asking, we should learn out from the Achim by Arayis to say that, it even is by a maternal brother, the laws of Yibam. And as we say, no, it's slightly different, the words. Now, Miu Eshet ben Achim Loi, however, the wife of his brother's son, the nephew, which is what Loi was, that was never included in the first question. V'hadabrach, then the Gemara asks a different question. Loi lef mi Loi, you're learning from Loi. That's for the Eshet ben Achim, that even the wife of his nephew. Allahi, that's why, Eloi Meshani, had the Gemara not given the answer, Hanamili, when we say, you want to learn from Arayis, even maternal brother, we only said, Heichid, like the Dome, there's only nothing more comparable, but here there's something more comparable you don't learn out. If had we not given that answer, we would have had to then continue with another question and said, and moreover, because the parak by coming to Menachas, by coming to Menachas, like we said, like the Gemara Menachas, the Gemara Nida, like it says, V'ay. The problem is, since the second question was not the same as the thrust as the first question, one's asking regarding a maternal brother, one's asking regarding a nephew's wife. So, you can't say, and moreover, because it's not the same type of question. Therefore, we have to give that answer of Hanamili Hecha, the Leka, the Domile. So, next says, Master begins with the Gemara, Ema Kapara, the Karbanis. Maybe Kapara is referring to the atonement of Karbanis. Pierce Tasis explains, which we had referenced this Tasis earlier, the Shar Karbanis Nami the Bay Pisha. What the Gemara's question means to say is that even regular Karbanis also require quarantining. Avlain Lafarish, the Karbanis Dafka, don't explain that, specifically, we're saying only by regular Karbanis, not Yom Kippurim, because the Yom Kippurim Nami Pisha the Karbanis. So, Yom Kippurim is also quarantining, he's also bringing Karbanis, most definitely Yom Kippurim would be included, but we're saying not just Yom Kippurim, maybe also all the other Karbanis. Tinek says, Mazda begins with the Gemara, Dun Davishin Kedush Lafana. We're going to learn that something that does not have sanctity before it, from something that doesn't have like the Meluim to that of Yom Kippurim, and not like that of Shemini Atzeres, which has Kedush Lafana. Now, Tayyip says, Avgab the Shabbos Lafana, who? What do you mean? How can you say that Yom Kippurim doesn't have sanctity the 7 days before it? I the Shabbos and 7 days before it. So it says, like a Chash, that's not counted. El Kachash of Yamtu, we count the things like Yamtu, the Tal Bevezim, which that's dependent on the courts, because of a Kedush Shabbos, contrary to the sanctity of Shabbos, Kvi Bekaimer, that's permanent, that's there week in, week out. Obviously, they both have the sanctity of Shabbos. We're talking about, and this has, moreover, even that which the courts introduce, that it doesn't have Kedush Lefanav, and Shemini Atzeres does, and therefore that's what we're going to learn out, that of the Yom Kippurim, which is more comparable to that of Milum than for that of Shemini Atzeres.